with the Rockhursts, and they all had mantles too, just a, oh, not any fancy mantles, not, but Papa bought a mantle for the parlor. It had a lot of fancy shells and a mirror. And oh, we thought it was the prettiest thing. We could hardly wait to get a lot of fancy things in it and on it. And I remember when Cliff came back from college, she had painted a lot of decorative china. And one of her things was a big round vase with red poppies on it. It was one of the prettiest hand-painted things I've ever seen. Well, that was on the mantle as well as some other things. And when the house was burning up, and Papa started running around trying to grab something, he went in, and that mantle wasn't fastened too close. It had just been put in with nails, you know, and he could get it loose, and he just pushed the hand-painted things off, broke them, you know, and saved that mantle. and that part of it, you know, the decorative part. And when they built the new house, that was in the girls' room, and it was sold when at the sale of the house. It had a wonderful mirror, oh, a wonderful mirror, and the shells were, it didn't have all the shells then, but we had painted it white at that time, but at the time Papa got it, it was red, and it was so pretty. We just were crazy about it. Another thing that, as a decoration, in those days we didn't have the real flowers like we have now, but Mama had an idea. We would buy artificial palms and have them in a jardinier, you know, sitting around. Well, I guess we couldn't have had the real flowers then because the houses were not heated, you see.
Right.
So for winter time, we had artificial palms. They were painted green, you know, and looked like, oh, that was Mama's idea. And another thing,